T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, God.
Alice at 97.3. What?
Just a text. I'll get to it when it's my turn.
All right. Let me do the contest real fast. It's that time of year again. The Sarah and Vinny Secret Show pool party is back. Right now, caller number 97-800-400-3697. So I'm totally burping from this beer that I'm...
Cheetos.
It's a root beer. It's a root beer. Not a beer. It's
nice
a root
try.
Beer.
Root okay, beer. Right Who in? Drinks that?
I love root beer.
Whatever.
I just thought to myself, I want a root beer, so I ran
Nobody cares if you need a Coors Light to get through the morning.
It does look like a Coors Light. Here, I'll hold it this way. It looks like a Coors Light. It's a little silver bullet. Right now, caller number 97-800-400-3697 instantly wins two passes to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, where there will be some beer drunk. And the pool party follows it. This is July 11th at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn. And if you win these tickets right now, you do have to be over 21 to win. You'll also be in the running for the daily grand prize, two nights at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. It's so indulgent. Lots of chances to win today right now. Be calling number 97. Then again at 11, 1, 3, and 5 o'clock. Keep it here on the Alice all day long to make sure you make it to the pool party. That's it. That one's done now.
So our text number, 800-400-3697, is where you can comment. We do stories all morning long, and sometimes they push a button or two.
Yeah.
Sometimes here's
people
one.
Go crazy. Go crazy.
510 says, lesbian, in parentheses, women, thanks, don't have an obvious thing sticking out of their bodies in need of attention. So, yes, the hotness can cool down.
Oh.
Thus, LBD?
Lesbian bed death.
Oh, right. Yeah. But me and my lady just went at it big time.
Little black dress?
Just went at it big time in our hotel room.
Oh.
So you can keep the fire burning after 8 years together. Make it happen, Lesbos. This is from 510.
Go, Lesbos. Go, Lesbos. Go, Lesbos.
An obvious thing sticking out of our bodies.
Yeah, one of those things. Ugh.
So much.
So obvious.
707 says, late night drunk food. La Bamba taco truck across the street from the Sonoma Fairmont. I live down the street.
Oh. Right across the street, huh? We'll have to check that out this week. Or when we go there.
Yeah.
Not this week. Like a month from now.
I'm usually full from the dinner we eat when we go there.
I know. We usually get a big dinner there.
That's usually like, we do a family dinner there before we do our thing.
That's nice. I like that. We all get together and do our thing. Is your heavily pregnant wife and child going to come?
I don't think so. I think I'm solo.
Hmm. You can hang with us.
You want me to invite her?
Yeah.
I'm gonna push hard on that.
Well.
All right. Well. 707 says, it's my 28th birthday today. We can't play a song for you right now. We just started the text segment.
Yeah.
But
happy
birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy 28th.
Someone's husband's birthday was today too, Vinny.
I'll find that.
Okay. They've texted in a few times.
I had a work romance. I really like my coworker, but I was her boss. I was able to switch departments, and then I asked her out. We are married and have a...
Oh, dog?
They left me hanging. I don't know.
Good time? Good working relationship? Well, I don't know.
Brand new car?
Oh.
The 408 says, the place rented the sculpture, so the place was responsible for protecting the sculpture regardless of whether the parent was watching the child or not. Somebody from the center should have been protecting the sculpture.
Oh. This is about a... big, dumb-looking glass mosaic thing that a kid hugged it and it fell off the stand and smashed. They want the family to pay $130,000.
804 says, bad parenting. Mm.
You're just parenting, you know?
Huma needs, as happens. 510 says, Huma needs singing lessons. Tin ear. Wow.
He's just having fun.
Yeah, that's the thing about singing. Not everyone's, you know, super perfect at it, but it just feels good. You should be happy that he's singing.
510 says, it's called Watsu. It's my absolute favorite form of body work. Hard to describe, but it's really fantastic. They hold what? Pressure points while moving you through the warm water that creates the massage.
Oh, the water does the massaging?
I don't know.
Watsu.
It was a wedding at a community center, not in a museum. I thought we said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a reception, actually. Not mm-hmm. I don't know where the wedding went down, but they were saying it was a reception.
Yep.
But it was a piece of art that they were responsible for.
What it was
about
on
wedding
loan.
Venue insurance? They cover up to $1 million. Someone else wrote in and said it's the insurance company is saying we're not paying, you are.
Oh.
So they're in a fight with the insurance company.
Oh.
As the insurance company says.
Well, the insurance company can go to hell.
Well, we'll see. Won't we?
I guess we will. Yeah. Actually, somebody else wrote in about if that kid had gotten hurt or the thing fell on him, this would be a completely different conversation. And it's really true. Like the fact that the kid came out of it unscathed and it's just a damaged statue. Now they're all pissed off about that. But that statue could have killed that child by falling off on it. And then whose responsibility would it be?
The parents?
No, the venue. Well, that's who would get sued, I think.
Hmm.
I don't know. Might be a totally different story. You failed to protect my child, even though I wasn't watching him because I was having cocktails with the bride.
70s were so much easier. I loved that parents coming up in the 70s, including my own and yours probably, were like, get out of here.
Yeah, go away.
Go play and don't let me see you until dinner.
Yeah.
I'm not. Beat it.
Yeah.
They'd
lock the door sometimes. My mom would be like, I'm going to go take a nap. Don't wake me up. Like, all right, bye. I'll see you. See you in September. It's time to go back to school.
Man, that was the way. Send them outside and be done with it.
Right. Well, those are the days when, like, I knew every single neighbor on my street. I couldn't get away with anything. Mr. Verdone would totally come over and tell my mom, Sarah, rah, rah, rah. But sometimes he'd give me a quarter. Which was like $1,000 back then. It was good days, good times.
What was a quarter for?
To go to the little corner store.
Here's a quarter. Beat it.
Once in a while, like a bunch of us kids, you'd be like, why don't you guys go get yourself some penny candy?
Right, get out of here.
Go get some now-a-laters.
Right. And we'd get like 25 things, you know.
707 says, wedding planner here. Oh my God, parents get drunk at weddings and have no idea what their kids are doing every time.
Well. It's like the 70s.
Well, it's not, though, because usually most cases, I feel like there are a lot of parents who don't let their kids out of their sight. They're like right over their heads the whole time. I don't want to do that.
Weddings are like the 70s when people are drunk.
Yes, yeah.
Turns, they revert to not caring.
Crazy.
Go crazy. Go crazy.
All right. Moving on.
All right. That was a good segment, though. I like that.
Their album is on Apple Music and Spotify under The Carters.
I looked this morning.
Yeah, we couldn't find
it. It's not there, huh?
I'll look again right
Jay-Z
now.
And Beyonce's album is on iTunes, too, you guys. I bought it yesterday.
No. Oh.
Mos Def was in the Italian Job as well. That's the movie with the...
Mark Wahlberg, right?
The Minis.
Oh, yeah.
Those little Mini Coopers. And Mark Wahlberg. It's a little heist film.
Oh, it's Charlize Theron, I think, was in that.
Mos Def is one of the most famous rap lyricists of all time. Formerly Black Star.
Oh.
All right.
I wouldn't know who the famous rap lyricists are.
Hey, Vinny,
really
I missed it.
Wheelhouse.
Did Christina and Isla come in yet? No, they can't come in today. They were going to. This was the last chance for a while, but we have a big meeting in less than an hour.
9:55, everybody. Wish us luck.
Some are saying it may be as short as 30 minutes. others might
are saying
expect
an hour.
It could go for...
Somebody else came to the office and said, hey, you're making them all come, right? Oh, sorry.
Confirmed that the Carters is on iTunes, so you can buy it now.
Boom!
Oh,
boom. Great.
Who came and said, we're making us all come?
Nobody.
Hey, someone had texted in a different topic. Dave Matthews Band. Remember you said they were number one? That when people bought tickets, they came with...
The physical copy of the album, so they must have sold a bunch of tickets. That's a good way to do it. People are really getting big numbers up there by... including the album with the album with the concert tickets.
Big story about Chris Hardwick today. 650 says Chris Hardwick is married to Lydia Hurst, daughter of Patty Hurst.
Oh, is that so?
Who, man?
I don't know the Hursts really well.
What?
I think I might have met them
once
or twice.
But they own a castle. Oh, you have met them.
Yeah, but I don't know them.
But they're the Hursts.
I'm looking at Lydia. I might have seen her at a party once or twice, but I don't even think we've ever shaken hands.
Well, because you had caviar in both your hands. When you're double-fisting caviar and
you just
Moe.
You sort of salute with your caviar and Moe. Hey,
come on.
A little chin.
Right.
Yeah, a little hey.
I think she's very pretty. Do you think their marriage is going to survive? Are they married?
Yeah, they're married.
I wonder if it's going to survive this.
Oh, wow. She looks like a princess.
Hey.
707 says, I don't believe the news about Chris Hardwick. Sounds like she was the one with her own personal problems. P.S. I'm a woman. I've seen many stand-up shows, and he was by far the funniest.
He's very funny. Well, that's the thing about this whole Me Too movement is that people can, you know, it's like the Aziz Ansari thing. Like, from her perspective, it was this horrible date gone wrong. And from his, he's like, oh, I thought we just went on a date. We didn't even do it. We, you know.
I was just trying to make my moves.
Yeah, I'm just, you know.
When you type in Aziz Ansari, that story is the first thing that comes up now
he's
on bummed. Google.
He's disappeared.
I went on a date
really
with Aziz.
Like him.
It turned into the worst nightmare of my life.
Mm. Please
so
read the whole.
Pretty good life, though.
408 says, please read the whole post she wrote. In my opinion, this is BS.
Which post?
Oh, that.
The lady that wrote
Chloe
that.
Chloe Dykstra.
The ex-girlfriend.
Right. Yeah.
408 says, those were physical album sales? Dang, how many CDs did Vinny buy? Get out of here! I don't buy Dave Matthews albums.
What do you got against Dave Matthews?
Oh, he's so boring.
I like him. He's fine, but I don't buy his albums.
What's that like?
Oh, my God,
that's
Sarah. Pay attention. You sound like Hooman today.
Oh, what did I do?
Pay attention.
I am right now. What did I miss earlier?
I don't know what that was regarding. I saw that and I had no idea what
you
that was
got the Dave
about.
Matthews album with a purchase of a concert ticket, says some
That's
people.
Perfect.
So that was the move
That's
that Metallica made that bumped their number through the roof.
Yeah. It's a good idea.
So does that mean that you have to pay more for the tickets or
probably
just added value?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's just added
value.
Tickets
are already
so
outrageous
they are
anyway.
So expensive. Right.
$300 to see a concert. What?
Right.
Then again, if it's a good show and you have the time of your life,
it's worth it.
This is what, after I got snookered into buying those Hamilton tickets, later I started
snookered
going.
By yourself.
And the internet.
You tricked yourself.
And you guys,
you just
with all your hype.
Into it.
Oh, my God, it's the best. I'm dying. I got to go.
I can't believe that. I tried to get the tickets that day, and I'm like, I'm so bummed I didn't get them. Vinny comes, I got them. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, it was like $2,000.
And you were like, sell them to me. You said you'd buy them off me. Give them to me.
Then what happened? I'll take them.
Well, then I was like, I have tickets.
Then more tickets went on sale, and I was like, I got, look at me, four.
How much did you pay? $600?
No, I still paid. Yeah, maybe it was like $600 for four tickets.
I felt like it was like
$155 a piece or something.
Yeah,
something like that. You know, I paid the box office price, and they and Vinny went on a reseller.
Yeah, I didn't know that though. We've discussed this 1,000 times. I put in the Orpheum, the place where it was showing. It came up right then. There I am. There's tickets available. I'm like getting all hyped up. I'm like, oh my God, there's tickets. I probably should buy these. I mean, everyone says they can't get their hands on them.
Then what happened?
Well, they paid $2,000 for balcony.
Then I pulled the trigger.
American Express card down.
Yeah. Stupid.
How was the show?
Not good enough.
Oh, my God. It's great.
Not nearly good enough. Rip. That's how it was. It was a rip.
I thought it was great.
510 says, Vinny, chicks can't be blackballed. I shouldn't have even read that one.
I thought that's just an expression for, you know, someone turning an industry against you, like if
right,
you're blackballed.
But their
Hollywood
joke is that they can't have black balls.
I get it.
Come on, Sarah,
pay attention.
Jesus,
I like Coleman today.
Pay attention.
God.
Well, I do have balls, so I guess that's where my confusion.
You think you do?
She has John's in her purse. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I have them with me at all times.
Oh, come on.
Chris Hardwick married into the Hearst family. Married William Randolph Hearst's great granddaughter.
Oh,
Lydia.
Good for him.
It's pretty.
Lydia.
You could have had that, Hooman. I'm sure of it.
Lydia Hearst.
Sure.
Look her up again. I don't think I. Let me see if I'm Facebook friends with her.
Oh, probably yeah, she's not pretty.
Is she?
Got really sharp features.
Yeah. Really sharp. Very,
I mean, she's okay.
No, she's pretty.
She looks so
she's her lips plumped
elite
up
about. Just, she's got
she
that
does
look.
She does. Fine bone.
Yeah. She's got the look.
She better princess-y have a kick-ass personality.
I don't know. She doesn't look like she does.
Oh, come on.
No, 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 no.
She looks like when she shakes her hand, you have to do all the work. Like, you know, those people, their hand is just like a
they're like a fish, dead fish.
To grab it, and their hand, their bone's all crushed together.
You know.
Push that back
out. Oh,
get out of here.
Nice to meet you.
What does she do?
Spends money.
She's a supermodel.
No, she's not.
Is she a
you
supermodel?
Can't just say
you
that.
You guys, she's a lifestyle blogger.
Oh.
Gosh.
Well, there you go.
She's got the money to do that, that's for sure.
She won Supermodel of the Year in 2008.
No, she did not.
Who awarded that?
Daddy.
The Hearst Corporation.
Yeah. Daddy, can you buy me the Supermodel of the Year award?
Well, sure, honey. She's got the look. She's got the look.
She's worth $100 million.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, she
She's
is.
She's poor.
She's poor.
720 says, the door scene in The Shining went so long because Jack Nicholson was a former volunteer firefighter, and he broke through the fake doors too fast. The prop guys had to end up bringing in real doors.
Oh.
So it looked like he had to work breaking the door down.
I've heard that before.
Oh, funny.
Yeah.
Yikes.
What was that?
Have you got it?
That
you
was
got
from
that
the scene.
I want to see that scene.
Scene?
Oh, you want to pull it up?
Yeah, smashing the door and getting in while olive oil is screaming on the other side.
Hey, morning peoples. This past New Year's Eve, I had a beautiful baby boy. I'm maternity leave until this morning. First day back to work today and missing my baby, but happy to spend it with you guys. OFOC.
Sweet.
Aww. Thanks for listening.
I wonder how many Instagram followers she has.
The baby's name Isla.
Oh, Isla?
Vinny, would you know how to pronounce that name? Vinny? Come on, Vinny.
That was so funny. Oh, there he is. He's smashing through.
Oh, she's got a big knife in her hand. Just stab him in the head.
She looks like it's too big for her. She can't even. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, she got him on
the
hand.
She gets him on the hand, yeah.
I mean, come on. He sticks his face in. Whack.
Yeah, stick him in the face.
Right in the forehead. Come on.
Can end this thing.
Stupid.
She's scared to death.
She's in the corner
screaming. She's
olive
oil. She's got the
skinny arm. What's wrong with you?
She's got 120,000 followers.
What are we talking about? Shelley,
we're back to Lydia.
Oh, Lydia Hearst.
Yeah.
Hardwick.
Oh, there you go.
The
right
watch
in the forehead.
The watch.
Damn. Crying out loud.
How many followers?
Sticks his face right in the.
120.
Come on.
I feel like we're having six conversations at once here.
Who are you talking to?
It's not even a Friday.
Welcome
I'm talking to
the
myself.
Okay, well,
pay
there's
attention.
One of them.
Yeah, me and myself are having a conversation over here. Hooman and Brent have a whole thing going on.
Sheesh. Hooman, with that swipe at Scientology, what makes Kelly Preston's brainwashing any worse than yours?
Oh. Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. When you hear about the thetans, I mean, it's pretty kind of silly.
It's all silly, everybody.
Yeah.
I can't even believe you just had that conversation about controlled substance and how much you like it. Like, we don't already have enough issues with over-the-counter substance abuse. And it makes it sound like you're trying to encourage it.
No. Oh, is this about steroids?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was great. I mean, don't do it. I was just surprised. I really didn't think it was going to have that kind of effect on me. But, man, I mean, you guys saw me. I was.
You got to get back on
mess.
That.
I don't ever want to be on those again.
Oh, man, do it. You should see if you can smoke that stuff.
Steroids? No. I'm not, I wouldn't want to go back on them, but it was definitely like, whoa, this is an experience.
Oh, my God, Vinny, please go home right now and watch Monsters, Inc. with Isla. You will love it. Yeah,
the,
I'm going
the little
to.
Girl
it's,
is,
it's now on the list. I'm doing it. I don't even know why we haven't. I think it was too scary a long while
so
back,
great. Yeah.
And we just haven't circled back for it. Must be it.
Is it about the monsters that are
a lot of people bed? Wrote in about the story about the clarinet guy getting burned.
That was unreal. This guy applies for a scholarship and they write him back to be like, you got it. You're a great clarinetist and we'll take you. $50,000 full ride. His girlfriend at the time sees it and goes, nah, deletes it.
Writes a fake
a letter back. Saying thanks, but no thanks.
203 says, cookie every time. Yes, Sausalito cookie, Vinny. Mm-hmm. My husband is a huge fan of yours. His birthday is today. Please give him a shout out. His name is Gerald. Thank you so much.
Gerald.
J-E-R-E-L.
Gerald.
Jarrell.
His name is Jarrell.
Jarrell. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Thanks for listening.
Hooman, did the Gettys get on your list because they pressured you to get married?
Oh, no one's on my list. They're not on the list.
He cleared the list.
But did you clear them off of your list?
They were never on the list.
Are they in the workbook?
Oh.
They're good people. Always nice to me. I don't know about the rest of you.
Well, we never met them. So
yeah,
they didn't have a chance to.
They didn't ask me to ask someone right in front of the person. Like, oh, great. Thanks for the pressure.
Yeah.
Crunch. Better do something before we come back next week.
I guess we'll talk about it in the car. Or will we? Boom, boom, boom. That was it. That was you guys' last night together. That was it. They broke you up. You should put them on your list.
That'll do it.
All right. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, look, the sky's clearing up. It was so gloomy all morning. So maybe we'll get a good day weather-wise. I mean, it's going to be a great day anyway. It's Monday, I mean.
This week is summer. This week is SF Pride. Nothing's going to stop us, Sarah.
Nothing's going to stop us now.
What is
that?
I was
thinking, there's no stopping.
I can't stop the feeling.
I don't know. 70s
or 80s. You two have gone into two different songs, and neither of them sound like anything I've ever heard.
That's a big surprise, Benny.
Stop. In the name of love,
no.
Before you break my heart.
That's not it.
Whoa. Obviously, going to be
Bryn
the best
knows
week.
That one.
Where's Hooman? Hooman should be singing, too. God, he loves singing.
Wow, the texters.
I need a hero.
The texters bittered Hooman. That, if we lost him right there at the end.
Texters, stop doing that. Let the boy sing.
Or stop being so sensitive.
Well, there's that, too.
Yes, there is that. There's
always
that.
But that's part of that's the thing. He
the
dishes
charm?
It out in giant heaps and then gets it back and is like, zip.
Ow.
Ow. Well, you guys, we got to go to a meeting now.
Yeah we do.
Woo, meeting!
Very excited.
Hey, if I cut out a picture of my face, will you just put it on your shoulder?
I'll do it.
Let's put it on a stick, though.
Yeah, let's put it on a stick and
I'll
hold
put it on the
it
back of my head so I can turn around every once in a while. Represent both of us.
Oh, come
and then
on.
I'll sit on the other side and act like I'm talking to Vinny.
Oh, it's perfect.
That's great.
Oh, good point. What, Vinny? Oh, Vinny wants to know, sir.
Yeah,
I'm not at. Don't ask questions. Oh, my God. Someone will flatten my tires down in the parking garage. Don't
ask
questions.
You're already gone. Don't worry. All right, you guys, have a great rest of your Monday. Enjoy it. Monday, the best day of the week. We're going to have a great week this week, and we'll see you tomorrow.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.